With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Russia and China have vetoed a U.S.-sponsored United Nations Security Council resolution. It declared that an immediate ceasefire in Gaza is imperative. The vote came as Secretary of State Blinken is in Israel today, meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu and his war cabinet. Yesterday in Cairo, Blinken said talks aimed at reaching that ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are making progress.
The gaps are narrowing, and we're continuing to push for an agreement in Doha. There's still difficult work to get there, but I continue to believe it's possible.
Former Republican Senator Jim Talent says many of the Biden administration's missteps in the Middle East can be traced to one fundamental flaw.
This is an administration that structured its middle or tried to structure its Middle Eastern policy around a partnership with Iran. That was the fatal, ridiculous, risible assumption behind their policy.
Talent told the Salem Radio Network the Hamas war against Israel is just one case of Iran using its proxies. Also at SRNnews.com, Congress facing a midnight deadline to fund the government.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are working to pass a final spending package needed for the current budget year. The House and Senate are expected to take up a $1.2 trillion measure that combines six annual spending bills into one package, and more than 70% of that money would go to defense. It's taken more than 6 months to put the measure together, with conservatives pushing for more policy mandates and steeper spending cuts than Senate Democrats or the White House would consider. And several short-term stopgap spending bills were needed along the way to keep agencies funded as negotiations continued. Donna Water, Washington.
Stocks are little changed on Wall Street. This is SRN News. In the Bible, the book of Revelation addresses seven letters which were sent to seven churches in Asia Minor. Scripture says that each letter, proclaimed by Jesus and recorded by the Apostle John, declares the triumphs and failings of each of those seven churches. Author and filmmaker Tim Mahoney has just released two separate films based on those seven churches.
You know, Revelation is a big topic and oftentimes very, very controversial for people. What's amazing about this film is we're going to go to the island of Patmos where John received the vision. We're going to go into a cave that they believe is where the vision happened. And we're going to then go to the seven churches. Of the seven, only two churches actually were doing what was right. The other five had problems. You're going to be able to see archaeology, but you're going to understand the context that those churches were dealing with.
Filmmaker Tim Mahoney speaking with SRN News. Information about the two films can be found at sevenchurches.com. This is SRN News. The Philadelphia Police Department is seeing success in more recruits passing the entry physical fitness exam. It's all thanks to a new law that changed the standards.
It's part of a broader effort nationally to reevaluate policies that keep applicants out of the job pool amid a hiring crisis. To close the gap, police departments nationally are reconsidering policies on tattoos, previous drug use, physical fitness, and college credits. Since the law took effect late last year in Philadelphia, 51% of people testing have passed the entry physical exam, compared with 36% previously.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Well, there were several upsets in the first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Probably none bigger than 14th seed Oakland delivering the first true shock of this year's March Madness, beating third-seeded Kentucky, final score 80-76. More details at srnnews.com.